Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Inside the Forest. I'm your host, Cameron Lemons Debro. Today on the summer series, the position we're looking at is linebacker room, where it's a little bit weird that I somehow feel a little bit better about the room as constructed right now as I did last year. And that's not even that I felt bad about it last year. It's I like what they've done, but it's a little weird because you lose two guys that combined for almost 800 snaps for you. Quincy Bryant was a really good football player for them for multiple years. Logged 332 snaps last year. Was awesome in the run game. Was pretty good in the pass game as well. Good tackler. He's not playing football anymore. He's now got his own startup that's helping college athletes not necessarily lose their NIL funds the second they get them. Being smart with their investments and their savings and things of that nature. So props to him. Seemed like a very good kid with his good head on his shoulders. I'm talking to him, so really happy for him in his next endeavor. They also lose Dylan Hazen, who all ACC honorable mention, 467 snaps, and was a really good linebacker. Really fast guy, awesome tackler, one of the captains of the team, someone that they really, that both staffs underneath Dave Clawson and Jake Dicker trusted. Sucks that he no longer is going to be at Wake Forest, but he's going to have his cup of coffee in the NFL. I wouldn't be shocked to see him in the CFL kind of as soon as that starts popping up. That seems to be where a lot of those guys end up. I think Wake Forest has a fair amount of a healthy body in the CFL. I know Amari's there. Miles Fox is there. I think Kells is there. They've got a pretty good contingent in there. But you lose those two guys, and then you're like, why do you feel like this room might end up be better? So for my money, Aiden Hall was the best linebacker in that room last year, and that's not a shot at Quincy or Dylan. That's how good I thought Aiden Hall was. He was a very, very, very consistent tackler. Great range, great good measurables. Go back and watch that SMU game or the Mississippi State game or the UVA game. Virginia Tech as well. Like, he is everywhere. He was a very, very good football player. Now he missed all of the spring, and that's fine. But that's also fine because you also have to remember Aiden Hall has also quietly played a lot of football. It feels like he's a newer body for some reason. But I think a lot of that might have to end up with the year before, where he was a bit injured here and there, but he played all 12 games as a freshman. He played 9 games as a sophomore. He appeared and started in 13 games last year. Like, he has played a lot of football. So you having to clean up some stuff, I think it's a shoulder injury. It's really funny. It was right before the Hall of Fame game. So Syracuse, I was at the baseball game. A couple friends and Gil wanted to go watch Lavona's pitch. I'm just kind of walking around, and I see Aiden Hall in a sling, and I was like, oh, okay. I just talked to him. I was like, you're going to be all good for spring? And he just chuckled. I was like, yeah, I'll be great for spring ball. And we both kind of looked at each other knowing that he wasn't going to be available for the spring. But he doesn't really need to be. Just get him healthy. Same sort of thing that I've talked about with Langston Hardy. Like, you don't really need him to be fully, to be, 60% at fall camp, for spring camp. Let him get healthy. Let him rest up. Let him become a leader coming in the summer, because he's really going to have to take that step and be more of a leader. And I think that's, let him get healthy. You also bring back Frank Cusano, who's also had some injury stuff himself. Got injured against NC State. Up and down year, but I thought it was a pretty promising second year. I think you have to remind yourself that it is his second year, and it's someone that you would have probably preferred to have some spring practice, but I don't necessarily disagree with, really getting everything cleaned up for him and then bringing him back in the summer. So yeah, you had your two guys that played a fair amount of snaps last year miss all of spring camp. You know, with Frank, you know, I've had some NFL people reach out about him because, you know, that bowl game, he was really good. You know, he averaged about 28 snaps per game. How does he look when he jumps to 35? How does he look when he jumps to 40? You know, because Wake loves doing that little pairings with their linebackers, and, you know, sometimes it might even be Frank as one of the pairings, and he's going to have to absorb 35, 40 snaps. You know, are you going to be as consistent as you were towards the back half of the year? Or are you going to be up and down because you're playing more snaps? Are you going to be more tired? You know, what does that look like? So you have those two guys out for the spring. That's good because it's similar to like the Langston Hardy problem. You got to see what's behind them. And what's behind them was really, really fun. Vinny Frenze from Dayton. Yes. He got a little bit of beefy as a safety at Dayton. So it's pretty natural that he moved down to linebacker at the next level. But it doesn't look like he lost a ton of his speed or anything of that nature. Just, you know, sometimes you're just too big to be a safety. Let's move you down to the box. Very productive when he was there. You know, 85 tackles, 50 solo, 4.5 tackles for loss, a sack, 7 passes broken up, a couple interceptions. First team All-PFL, All-PFL conference. Very good academics. Now, he seems like the very mold of a Wake Forest athlete, of very good at athletics, very good at academics. I'll take that in a heartbeat. You watched him play, and it was just like he was shot out of a cannon consistently making good tackles, consistently making the right reads, consistently not getting beat off the line of scrimmage if he's on a running back who's on a wheel route. He was really, really good. Now, again, it's the thing I've said probably the most. I want to see it again in fall. I want to see him do it again. But everything we saw out of him in the spring was this was an awesome pickup. Adam Pilipo just absolutely nailed this evaluation. And that's awesome because I think now you have three. I think when you have Frank and you have Aiden and you have Vinny, now you have three and you're automatically back to where you were last year. What's behind him? That's your question, and that's going to be, I think, where the interesting game is during fall camp, is who is your fourth and who is maybe your fifth? Boom Jock, who came over from Cal and also Colorado State before that. So they obviously knew about him when they were scouting Noor. They were scouting Gabe. He seemed like a good player. You know, big body. I think he might not legitimately be 6'5", but 6'3", 6'4". He is a big, big player. Didn't look out of place at all as a middle linebacker. I think you want to see if he's able to tap back into what we saw out of him at Colorado State. You know, when he played last year at Cal, he only played in 4 games, redshirted. Still not really sure what that was. We haven't really got a chance to talk to him. So, you know, I don't know if there was an injury that kept him out or if it was just disagreements. I have no idea. But the year before Colorado State, he was all Mountain West. Second team all Mountain West. 12 games, 100 tackles, 40 solo stops, couple tackles for loss. Was good in the pass game. He was a solid linebacker. I'm not sure if he was a number one linebacker at a high major level, but he was more than what we saw out of him in basically no time at Cal. Can you find somewhere in the middle there? If you do, and that's what it seemed like they did during the spring, you know, he's got a leg up to be your fourth linebacker while fighting with that with Tylan McNichols, who I thought was a really, really interesting. It was another place where you saw them try to throw bodies at the problem and just say, okay, we need a fourth linebacker. Let's figure it out. Is it going to be one of the freshmen? Is it going to be Boom? Is it going to be Tylan? Let's let them figure it out and we'll go from there. And Tylan's a different style of linebacker than Boom. Like I said, Boom's a really large human being at well over 6'3". Tylan's about, you know, a little bit over 6 foot. I'd probably put him at 6 foot, 6'1.5", 220 pounds, little rangier person. But he's played a lot of middle linebacker. And I think it's more of your traditional style middle linebacker, I would say. I'm interested in it. I think they both showed some good things during the spring. And I think regardless of who actually comes out of winning, quote unquote, the position, you'll see guys kind of rotate in and out because they really liked what they did there. And I really like what they did with rotating. It allowed their linebackers to stay fresh. And that was why their linebackers were probably the second best group on the team last year, because they were so consistent. They were always so fresh. I think that's, you know, I'm always a big proponent of death is a myth, but last year they had death, and it seems like this is another attempt at it, and I think the attempt has been very good. The big, not so much elephant in the room, but just you're trying to figure out where that fits in. It's all the freshmen. They have got a ton of freshmen, just young people in general. You know, Whitman Whaley's not a freshman. Joel Lohenberg aren't freshmen. Those are two guys that they're going to probably need some big impact seasons. You know, they don't, by impact, I don't mean they're necessarily going to need to be the number one linebacker, but it's similar to like a Jamar Searcy, where you don't want them to get lost in the shuffle. Because now if 5-5 is gonna happen, Aiden Hall all of a sudden gets another year. Tyler McNichol now has another year. Obviously, you're going to get back Vinny Firenze and Boone Jock as long as they don't blow up and go to the NFL. Like, all of a sudden, like, the people in front of him, Frank Cusano, are now still slated to stay, instead of you losing Aiden Hall and then, you know, Tyler McNichol then has a decision to make. Now, if you're Whitman Whaley or Joel Lohenberg, you are in a position where you're like, I need to figure out where I am in this pecking order. And I think Whitman has a really good case right now. I don't think we saw a ton of Joel. And Joel was only in a second year. So I'm not necessarily going to say if he's not playing yet, he's going to transfer. But with him, you've got three guys behind you. And Isaac Nelson, who is a kind of a tantalizing athlete, I think could be a really good player. So when he starts getting some weight on him, you know, he's one of those guys, similar to Vinny, that safety at one level, at the high school level, now is going to have to be learn how to be in the box, and it's just a different level. He obviously didn't have the college experience. He's having to really adjust to that. It's not bad. It's just, it's a different position. Monroe Pardon, awesome, awesome athlete. One that I think they're going to want to fight to keep come this next offseason. But he flashed a bit with the threes, and I want to see if he can do it again. But him and Deuce Dice, Richard Dice, you know, looked really comfortable as, you know, their third linebackers. Grain of salt, because everyone's playing against, you know, basically freshmen or guys that are a little bit lower on the depth chart. So let's see what happens when they play against the twos. But I think there is a lot of promise in the young linebacker group. And then they're also bringing in, you know, as this is being recorded, and they've got commitments from some pretty, I think, guys that can make an impact in year one or year two. And a guy like Keelan Shelton, who I think is a really, really fun linebacker. I think they've really liked what they've done with Darren Williams. I think Darren Williams is someone that I think Gainesville always pumps out really good players, and I think he could be another one that comes from them. So all of a sudden you start thinking like, okay, there's three true freshmen. There's a couple new guys coming in. You don't want to get lost in that. And that's kind of for Whitman. Whitman's in the weird area where I think he can be a playable person. You know, I think he made an impact on special teams last year. I think he's going to also make another impact on special teams again this year. He seems like a very good tackler. But I do have the question of, you know, how much runway do you get? Because, you know, now in the fall when everyone's back, you know, they're going to be maybe a couple of days early when you see Aiden Hall and Frank Cusano maybe a little bit slower to be in there. Just want to make sure they're up to speed and everything, and there's really no reason to get them re-injured the first couple of days you're there. But you really got to take some good opportunities and take really good angles. You have to make sure you're tackling well. This is your opportunity if you're Whitman. You've got to show that you belong as not just a special teams guy. You have to make sure you belong as a linebacker in this system. And if you don't, I don't know, saying it's not going to be a forcing out. I think, you know, they're going to make sure that they treat people correctly. But this is also a business, and you got to go, well, we're eventually going to need some room now with people that are able to come back. You know, are they going to necessarily prioritize their sixth linebacker that's now heading into his fourth year? You know, that's something where I'm like, it's not so much a worry. It's but it's, you have to acknowledge kind of where everyone is in this room. I think he can do it. I think he's able to really fight for a position here. I think he's able to fight for some snaps this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they use, especially if they can get up against Akron. I think that Akron game, if they can get up on them, is going to be a very, very, very interesting game in terms of the depth on the team, because all of a sudden those are the games you start trying to put in a Jamar Searcy. You want to put in a Whitman Whaley. You want to put in a DJ Johnson. Start being like, look, man, can you cut it? Like, are you going to be good enough in these types of games? Because if you're not going to be good enough in these types of games, I don't know if I can trust you against Miami. I don't know if I can trust you against Louisville. I don't know if I can trust you against NC State, against Cal, against Duke. So I'm really interested to see in that sort of area, you know, can Wake put their pedal to the metal a little bit and give themselves a shot to really evaluate some guys that haven't really gotten a ton of true game snaps. Special teams are one thing, full defense / offense of reps are another thing. All in all, but this is a position I think that is built really well. Like I said, you have the opportunity. I don't know if he will come back next year. You know, there's obviously the NFL. There's obviously people wanting to throw money at linebackers, even though it's not. Linebacker is actually somewhere that there's not a ton of money being thrown out. It's not looked at as a edge. It's not looked at as offensive tackle. It's not looked at as corner. It's not looked at as quarterback. Linebacker is one of those positions that you're like, okay, like this is where I can start stealing value at. Because if I have a good player, if someone wants to really overpay a linebacker, go for it. I think the linebackers are very important, and I'm not going to say they're not at all, but it's a position that just doesn't financially get the same level of oomph that some other premium positions do. And I think just because they're so interchangeable, they do a lot of dirty work. It's not exactly the flashiest position at times. But so you have Aiden Hall. If he comes back, great. If he doesn't, you're not mad about it. You know, you were prepping for him to leave anyways, but you know, if you get him back, it's a plus. You know, you should have Vinny Firenze back. You should have Frank Cusano back. You should have both Tylan and Boone back. You've got three guys as true freshmen that should be ready to take the next step next year. You've got a couple guys that have been in the system for at least a year. You've got two guys that are committed right now in your recruiting class that should be very good for you down the line. This is if there was any position on the team that is built correctly from the top to the bottom, I think it might be that one. And it'd be that one, maybe DE and maybe corner. But I think that's kind of the perfect aspect of, you've got experience that is going to start and play. You've got some lottery tickets that you're like, okay, these are, I think they'll be good, can then take a step. And I think you've got some young guys that are willing to work and not be disgruntled if they don't necessarily get the playing time that they want out of the gate. I think that's that room got built correctly. And that room, sometimes it's just sheer luck. You know, you end up getting Dylan and Quincy back, and that was awesome because it allowed you to bring along guys like Aiden and Frank up to speed. So, but I think that this is a room that everyone's really happy with. I'm excited about. I don't want to put, you know, you never want to put too big of expectations on people, because you know it always, you know, what is going to blow up in your face. But I mean, that's what this job is. I think Aiden Hall is an all ACC player this year. You know, I have to fill out my ballots when ACC kickoff comes in. I need to look at the stats, but you know, I think with another good season, Aiden Hall should be a all ACC player and not honorable mention. I think he is good enough and has the talent enough to be a second or third team all ACC guy. And I think that everyone expects that out of him, but I think it's up to him to show it. I think Frank has that potential as well. And I think Vinny can really start surprising some people. And I think I'm happy with this room. And I think this is one where you look at it and if you start ranking how worried you are with these positions, this is a zero. I'm not barring injury, I'm not really that worried about it. If they start playing poorly in the season, sure. We'll address it then. But I think from the bird's eye view of what we've seen and what we have right now, this is not a position that I have really any worry about in terms of from last year to this year, or even from this year to next year. So it always makes me feel better to do these ones that I'm excited. Not I wasn't excited about other ones, but ones that there are less worries about. It always makes me feel better. I think people can hear I'm a little more upbeat when I talk about these positions. So I always enjoy doing these. And as always, good deeks.
Hello, and welcome to Plutopho. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, The Matrix, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, or Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
Just stream it for free on Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.